So today, I don't know if you saw this. Hopefully you did. But an incredible moment happened in our culture last week. Look, we watched the news. We know how angry people are, divided people are. People are arguing about everything, fighting about everything. But there was an incredible moment of healing and reconciliation in some of the hardest circumstances that we saw last week. A young man named Brant Jean, he is the brother of Botham Jean. Botham Jean was the man who was shot and killed in his apartment by a female police officer who had entered the apartment thinking it was hers, and instead she was actually on the wrong floor. Apparently, this parking thing, you park on, you know, the floor where you live, and she had parked one floor up by accident. People apparently said that it happens all the time. So she got off, she was on her phone, not paying attention. She had just gotten off a long shift, finds the door open, goes in, sees this man sitting on the couch, thinks it's somebody invading her home, and shoots and kills him. She's eventually tried, charged with murder, and found guilty, and sentenced to prison over this. And, you know, terrible tragedy. Botham Jean was doing that. He was sitting there eating a bowl of ice cream, watching television, minding his own business. And, you know, someone walks into his apartment and shoots him dead. Even if it was just a, you know, some case of mistaken apartment, just a terrible situation. Obviously, the officer used some really poor judgment and, you know, just a senseless killing for which she's now, you know, going to go to prison. It's really an unfortunate situation all around. The brother of the victim, Brant Jean, and the woman's name was Amber Geiger. Amber Geiger was the former Dallas police officer who was found guilty and sentenced to prison. But they were at the sentencing hearing, and the brother, because during the sentencing hearing, they allow people who have been impacted by the crime to make testimony to, you know, influence the sentencing. And the brother, Brant Jean, said to Geiger, who had, you know, this is a woman who just shot and killed her brother for no reason. His brother for no reason, right? You know, you can say, well, she was mistaken, but still, it's a terrible thing. You can understand him being angry. You can understand him being vindictive, wanting, you know, the harshest punishment for this, you know, incredibly, at the very best, incredibly careless act. You know, it was the best way you could be possibly characterize it, maybe even worse. And yet, here's what he said. He says, I love you just like, he's talking to Amber Geiger. He says, I love you just like anyone else. I personally want the best for you. I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you because I know that's exactly what Botham would want. And he went on to encourage her to give her life to Christ and then asked if he could give her a hug, and forgives her and walks over and they embrace in the middle of the courtroom. The judge allows him to give her a hug and he gives her a hug and forgives her for what she did. It was an incredibly powerful moment. This young man had every reason to be angry with her, to hate her, to demand, you know, the harshest sentence. And instead, he showed the grace and the mercy of his Savior. You know, you put yourself in his shoes and you wonder, what would you do? How would you react if you were in a situation like that where you had a family member, a brother, a sister, wife, a husband, child, killed senselessly by someone else? Would you be able to forgive like that? You know, that's not normal. That requires someone who's living by the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives. That requires someone who no doubt spent a lot of time in prayer. Someone who is, you know, still grieving the loss of his brother and yet able to look at this person who killed him and forgive them. It was a living example of what God tells us. Jesus says, if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, the Father will not forgive you your sins. He tells us this right after he gives us the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. Verse 12, where he says, forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Here's the thing about forgiveness. It only needs to be given when someone's wronged us. If we haven't been wronged, there's no forgiveness needed. And sometimes people say, well, they did this to me. How can I forgive them? Well, if they hadn't harmed you in some way, there'd be no need to forgive, would there? If they haven't wronged you in some way, there would be nothing to forgive. Forgiveness always confronts a wrong. Always. Because without a wrong, it's unnecessary. It confronts that wrong, and it doesn't say that that wrong was right. It doesn't say that wrong was no big deal. It doesn't say that wrong was okay. Amber Geiger is still going to go to prison for what she did. She was found guilty, rightly, by the jury. There's a price to be paid for what happened. Tragic as it was, maybe unintentional, there's still a price to be paid. It doesn't say that what she did was okay. It doesn't excuse it. But look at his words. I love you like anyone else, and I still want God's best for you. You may have been wrong in this circumstance, and you may have wronged me in this circumstance, but I still love you, and I still want God's best for you. And I hope that you can, you know, and forgiveness allows that person the opportunity then to change. It allows that person opportunity to repent. It allows that person opportunity to be different. If you didn't think God would ever forgive you, you ever confess and repent of your sin, it's God's offer of forgiveness that makes our repentance possible. See, God offers the forgiveness first. He doesn't offer forgiveness in response to our repentance. Rather, we give our repentance in response to God's offer of forgiveness. It is while we were yet sinners that Christ died for us. And that's the power of forgiveness. And it was on display in a courtroom in Dallas for us to see. And in that moment, a lot of healing happened. It didn't matter all the things that people have talked about, you know, the racial issues and the police violence and all these other issues that were talked about in our culture. Suddenly in that moment, just didn't matter, because Christ overcame all those divisions, all those rifts, all those open wounds, and brought healing and showed us that there is a better way. So let's forgive. Let's be gracious. Let's follow the example of this young man who did an amazing thing. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for that gift that you give to us. Lord, it is because you forgave us that we can come and have new life. Because you forgave us that we can have hope. So, Lord, we pray that you will also give us a forgiving spirit toward others. Help us, Lord, to forgive others, to be a forgiving people, a gracious people, a kind people. Give us tender hearts toward each other. And, Lord, make us ready to forgive even in the hardest moments and the worst hurts. Lord, just as you forgave us, that your grace may abound and that healing would rise in you. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Well, let me take a moment to say, in addition to being your affable and gracious morning show host, I'm also a pastor of a church called Gateway Baptist Church. We meet at 6047 Door Street every Sunday morning, 9:45. We have Sunday school. 11 o'clock is our Sunday morning service. And we have small groups meeting throughout the week. We have a women's group that meets. We have a food distribution where we give away food for those who are in need. And that's available to anybody from 4 to 5 p.m. And just come and bring a photo ID if you're in need. We'll give you food and help you out with some groceries. We do that the second and fourth Wednesday of every month, thanks to a partnership with Feed Greater Toledo. Would like more information about the church or anything else about us, you can find that at our website at gatewaytoledo.com.